Hello, everyone. This is Caden Wallace opening for the Poop Deck, the very interesting podcast about very interesting subjects, hosted by your favorites, the most stellar minds of the Eastern Shield. Everyone has an interesting topic to bring to the table today, so tune in and open your ears.
Alright, hello everybody, this is Cole with Jace, Rory, and Sajeev with the Poop Deck Podcast. Unfortunately, Luke is sick and Sajeev hasn't showed up yet, so for now it's just going to be me, Jace, and Rory bringing you the best content, and let's just get started. Let's just jump right into it.
Let's do that.
Let me get a weather report, I'll do that. Alright, today there's a 2% chance of rain, and it is, abundant sunshine, a high of 66 degrees. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. All right, guys. So now that the weather report's out of the way, still waiting for
Now that the weather report's out of the way, Cole can get talking onto the subject now.
All right, guys. So I guess since this is our first podcast, we'll just get started off some funny stories or something. Oh, and what do you know? Sajeev's showing up right now. So he'll be joining us in just a few minutes. So I guess we'll just start off with some goofy stories from our life here. As high schoolers. I guess we'll start off with the time when we're working out in the gym after school. It's pretty cool. We're just, you know, trying to be healthy. We were in the gym, and, you know, we're just working out. We've done it several times after school, and then we'll call him Mr. M. Walks in and yells at us. He yells at us for trying to be healthy, okay? So Mr. M leaves.
Not helping.
And whatever. It's fine. So we do it again, so we ignore him. So we ignore him when we go back. And then Mr. G walks in. Mr. G is cool, and he lets us stay. All right, so G is joining us right now. Yo, so G, what's up? The podcast
Yo, what's
is already
up? Welcome to the podcast. The
podcast
so G has arrived.
Yeah, there was some construction on the highway there. That's why I'm a bit late.
That's okay.
Man, that gives me a great idea. Ever notice, we all love construction workers. We love construction workers. But you ever notice
they're hardworking, honest people.
Half of the construction workers aren't working. Does anybody notice that? How there's like always like 50 construction workers.
You ever notice how there's always the cops there who just sit there
for
like
pretend to be construction workers.
Hours and just get paid.
I'm sure it's super interesting for whoever's listening right now. I'm sure they really want to learn about construction workers. So anyway, let's get back to my story. So Mr. G wants to stay, and he's cool, but Mr. M, whoever that is, I don't know, he sucks, I made this story completely up, this isn't real, this never happened.
I'm not liable to anything.
Alright, let's have somebody else say something. Mr. G, you got something to say?
Alright, what is the most that you all have driven over the speed limit?
No. We are all law-abiding citizens.
Yeah.
We don't drive above the speed
limit. Yeah.
We never do anything wrong, Sajeev.
Why don't we put others and our own lives in danger in the pursuit of adrenaline?
That is true. That is correct, yes. Very.
Because we all know that you haven't driven over the speed limit either, Sajeev, correct?
Right.
Of course. You were just checking up on us.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah, I did not mean to accuse you guys of being dangerous.
No.
Yeah. No, you were just...
Of course not.
You're just...
Yeah,
sure. Oh, I have a good idea. Let's talk about the race we had yesterday. So all four of us, and Luke would have if he was here, we all participated in the EZAC conference for...
Cross country.
Cross country. So that was our fourth year. So, Jeeve, this was also your fourth year, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, this was our fourth year running cross country.
Yes.
And, I think we all... Everybody did really well yesterday.
This race went very well for me. I broke my record. I did a 5K in 29 minutes and I think 15 seconds. But like towards the end, my shoe came untied and I was like clenching my toes trying to stop it from falling off. If not for that issue, I could have gotten a sub 29.
Steven, right at the end of that meet, as Sajeev walked through the finish line, his shoe came off flying.
Sajeev did very good at that meet.
And thank that you. Concluded his cross-country season.
Yeah, forever. We're done now.
That's it.
That's true.
We're all done. I'm happy. I made a PR for this year at least. I think I might have gotten 21 freshman year. I can't quite remember. But I definitely did the best.
Do you know what you got yesterday?
Yeah, I got 22:15.
Okay.
So it was 5 seconds better than the last time we were there. And I'm also sick, and it seems I get sick every time I go there, so I must be allergic to something.
I think I got, like, 21, 20-ish.
All right, so, yeah, that was that. I think I'm pretty happy with myself. Passed a lot of people.
Yeah, we had some great and interesting people on as our coaching staff.
Absolutely, absolutely. We had some...
The true American hero.
And we're not... We aren't restricted to any speech here, so we can...
Because all we have is praise for them.
Yes.
Like, yeah, Coach Zirkle, he was he's a great man.
Coach Zirkle's an American hero.
Coach Zirkle's a great man who stuck with it.
He did stick with it. He was an American hero. He served in Vietnam.
Nicest guy you can meet.
That is true. And then he served in Hawaii, which is pretty cool. So there's that. Then we have Miss Leslie. I want to thank Miss Leslie for coming out and helping keep the peace.
Yes, thank you, Miss Leslie.
I like to say she kept the peace between us and Doc.
Doc the man.
Doc's the man.
Doc
pushed us in training.
Doc
to
was
be...
there to for the.
Doc was a character.
Pushing for our hard work and everything. I want to thank you too, Doc.
Let's just say he is very enthusiastic about running.
Exactly.
And he tried very hard to push that enthusiasm onto us.
Yeah. So we gotta thank him for that.
Thank you, Doc.
I think we had a really solid crew this year.
I do too.
We had a lot of freshmen that joined us. So I think did a great job.
Yes, really the underclassmen were pretty cool.
The underclassmen were
they were
inspired
good
by
runners.
Us,
yeah, and they were,
and Doc.
They were cultivated to become their best selves.
Yeah, I think they were all really cool guys. I think we had a solid crew going. We didn't win, but that's alright. We came in second pretty much every single time, so that's still a win in my book, because that meant there were three other teams below us that were losers.
Although we were against a certain school who has a bit of the iffy tactics with their
probably.
Winnings.
I'm sure they cheated.
But I'm sure the students themselves weren't
the
guilty.
Students themselves, I'm sure, were good
they
human
were
beings,
good and honest
as always.
People. However, the coaches were...
You want to explain exactly what you mean by iffy tactics?
The one year they had someone... I'm not going to say the school, because, you know, I don't want to get arrested for seditious libel or something.
We could do an interior review of each of our cars or something.
Yeah. All right, well, sure.
The interior of Jason's car
Let's
is very
that,
nice.
Sure. Okay, we're going to do the interior of the 2018 Audi S5 Prestige.
You have to imagine that they're sitting here with you. You have to explain every nook and cranny to them.
Yeah, I like all the carbon fiber you've gotten here.
Here we have carbon fiber Atlas trim all throughout the car, coupled with Alcantara and leather.
Is Alcantara like a type of plastic or something?
Alcantara is actually suede.
Okay, I see.
It's microfiber.
Right. Very nice.
We got some cargo nuts back here behind the seats. Nice.
All the buttons in my car are made of tactile.
Yeah. Tactile materials.
None of that touchscreen crap that's like all too common in the new cars.
Yeah, none of that touchscreens. It's all tactile buttons that you can interact with while you're driving without having to look over and have to deal with a giant screen.
Anyway, we have nice quilted seats back here. It's very nice.
And we also have massage seats.
Ooh, that's very nice. Okay. Sajeev, how about you do your car now?
All right. Are we going to try to... Should I, like, just, like, review it from here?
We're getting terrorized.
Yeah, there's several people surrounding the car.
All right.
There are several people.
Sajeev, just start just talking about them right here.
All
right.
My car is a 2022 Mazda CX-30. All right. It's technically considered a compact crossover, but it's really basically just a lifted hatch. It's got a lot of things that you would not expect for a car at its price point. It's got... fake leather seats. It's still an automatic transmission, but it's got the, you know, that where you can put it into manual mode and switch gears with the gear shifter. It's got Apple CarPlay. And one of the things I like Jason said, it also. Mazda has pretty much declared war on touchscreen, so my car also has those nice tactile buttons, and it's also got the buttons on the steering wheel, so half the time I don't even have to look away from the road. I just press a button and say, hey Siri, play this or that song. Or hey Siri, do this. Hey Siri, turn my data off. And the reason I have to do that is because my mom can see how fast I'm going on Life 360. So every so often I'll just turn my data off and like go like 15 over the speed limit. We should probably cut that part out though.
Right. In Minecraft.
Exactly. In Minecraft.
Because none of us here in speed because we're all law abiding
citizens. Yeah, of course.
Have you guys seen those videos of how some Formula One cars can like take the spoiler off while driving so that they have less drag and can go faster in a straight line?
It's actually called DRS, drag reduction system.
Right. Yeah. So that's what it feels like when I press that button and go, hey Siri, turn cellular data off. I feel like I'm the Formula One driver taking that spoiler off so he can go faster.
That's great.
But of course it's all hypothetical. This would never actually happen in a real world scenario.
Exactly.
Sajeev is a good child. Nothing wrong.
Rory, how about you go now?
So I got a 2020 Jeep Cherokee. It's got a nice black interior. We've got leather seats. I got a bit of both with the buttons and the touchscreen. Oh, I kind of like the touchscreen personally. It's kind of nice having it all there and not having too many buttons. Yeah, I don't know if there's much to say about my car. We got another terrorist at the window now.
We currently have another terrorist at the window. We're going to have to scare her.
This time the terrorist is a woman.
Yeah.
Exactly. She has fled the vicinity.
Anyway, then I'll go now. It's got white plush seats, bench seats, so they're super comfortable. Obviously, there's no touchscreen. That would be stupid.
I agree.
Because they didn't invent that yet. So it's got all buttons. Not a lot of buttons, really. It's just the radio knobs and then the air conditioning slider. It's a slider. It's not a button. That's kind of cool. So that's pretty much it. It's got nice gauges, quality plastic interior. You got to love that.
Yeah, but it's not like the new plastic. It's like the old plastic.
It's like the old, brittle, and easily damaged plastic that everybody loves. And then the Acura.
Makes it more interesting, gives it character.
Yeah, exactly. The Acura is a 2005 Acura TL. It's got the 3.2 liter engine and the 6-speed manual transmission, which is pretty interesting. That adds a lot of fun to it. That car is completely messed up. The seats are all torn. There was an ant infestation when I got it. The dashboard is completely cracked.
Oh my god!
The glove box doesn't really open. I'm trying to think of what's wrong with this thing. There is shattered glass on the boot of the shifter, so I've cut myself on that like 4 times. So there's that. It's pretty fast. It's a fun car. It's got some get up and go to it. Aside from that, the power steering pump broke, so I haven't been able to drive it for like 3 weeks. So that's another plus. And yeah, that's pretty much it for me. So, yeah, we got a fun, broad selection of cars that we all drive. So, yeah, pretty cool. And then, I guess, since Luke's not here, I'll explain what he drives. Luke drives an 08 Jeep Patriot, which he lovingly refers to as the Pat. And
it's a great car.
Yeah, it is a great little car. It's a little compact. It's a compact, I guess you'd call it an SUV. Similar, it looks kind of similar in shape to a Jeep, except it's lower to the ground, it's a little shorter. It's got a tan interior, got pretty standard features, manual handbrake. Just all around a solid, dependable little car. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for our cars. What else were we talking about before this?
Not much.
All right.
And one of the things I forgot to mention when I was talking about my car is that at this point, Mazda is pretty much the only affordable car maker that doesn't use CVTs. And so for a car that's not meant to be a sports car or anything like that, it can go pretty fast.
That's cool. Wait, how about you explain what a CVT is
for our audience?
Okay, so I think most people know what a gearbox is, right, inside of a car?
Yes.
Yeah. So a CVT is a transmission that instead of using actual metal gears, it just has a belt. And a lot of car makers use that because it's cheaper, but it's also extremely slow to accelerate. And yeah, my car is one of the only affordable cars out there that doesn't have that, which I'm pretty proud of. It's also got the sport mode that I can like that can make it go faster. You know, it tells the transmission to go into lower gears. I mean, it's really nothing fancy. It doesn't have a turbocharger or anything like that. But for an affordable car that isn't meant to go fast, it's pretty decently fast, yeah.
So you can kind of think of as a transmission as similar to, like, a manual bike, where you're, you know, switching through the gears on a bike, sort of how it moves the chain.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's great. And then, Sajeev, you're also saying how you're trying to one day maybe get the turbo version of your car.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be very fun. Which is called the Mazda... what is that called?
CX-30.
Turbo version, correct, right? Yeah. Yes, okay, cool.
Yeah, one of these days, I'd like to get myself a Triumph Spitfire 1500.
Very cool.
I think that they're a very cool car. It's a little British sports car. They produced from, like, I think the... earlier 60s to 1980.
Yeah.
Jason's
fiddling with
getting a lot of background noise. I guess he might not like Triumph Spitfires.
It's part of the experience.
It's part of the experience. We're all here together, so you have to feel as you're a part of this community.
Rory, I think that you led us into another great topic. Why don't we just talk about our dream cars while we're
here? There we go. Spitfire might be it's one of my top dream cars. I think they're very cool looking.
Yeah.
I've always liked the little British sports cars. I used to really want an MGB. Then I was keyed on to the Spitfire, and I kind of decided I like those a lot more. So, yeah. Anyone else got their dream car?
Yeah, go ahead, Sajeev.
All right, sure. So, I've got a dream car that's probably not what you're expecting it to be. My dream car is the Cadillac CT5V Blackwing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's one of mine, too.
Yeah, and the reason I like that car in particular is that, you know, it's not overly expensive like a Lambo or a Ferrari. It's like around the 100K range, like and it's also from the outside it just looks like a regular sedan. You wouldn't know that it was like something that can go really fast. And for me, I like that because if you have something like a Corvette or a Ferrari or a Lambo where it like looks really flashy and it's like super expensive, then I feel like you'd be afraid to drive it the way it's meant to be driven. And that would just, like, take away from the fun of it. So that's why I like the Blackwing.
That's a very good point. Actually, I love the Blackwing. It's one of my favorite cars. My uncle actually had a Cadillac that had the Blackwing engine in it, so that was pretty cool. Jason, you want
to
go next?
Yeah, I would like to talk about how I've always been fascinated with airplane engines. And I would like to stick a Rolls-Royce Griffin in a car.
Ah. I believe somebody did that with a Heinkel engine, didn't they?
Yeah, someone did that with a Heinkel engine. However, no one has done it with a Rolls-Royce Griffin yet, and I would like to be the first.
Is the Rolls-Royce Griffin the one they upgraded the Spitfire
engine
with?
They used in the Swordfish.
Oh, okay. So very powerful and strong engine.
Can you explain to us what the Swordfish is? Is that
the
like an Swordfish?
Well, no, the Swordfish was a British aircraft carrier launched biplane that was used in an attack against an Italian port to sink ships, and it was used in the battle against the Bismarck to try to sink that.
Interesting. So speaking of jet engines, I wonder if it would be possible to make like an inverted Formula One car. You know, maybe you put the spoiler on backwards so it creates up force instead of down force, and you know maybe you could like make the car fly.
Yeah, actually,
so you're trying to make a plane?
No, I'm trying to make a flying car.
Very big difference. Actually,
make sure to tune in back next time, because it'll be for sure even better and more organized. And this time, it'll truly become the podcast ever. Remember the name, the Poop Deck Podcast, filled with very, very interesting topics.
Chrysler actually made in the 1950s a jet-powered car. It was called the Chrysler Turbine. It had two jet turbines that were actually powered by jet fuel, and it's a pretty interesting car. It was extremely loud, which is why it never went to production, because when it'd be driving by, I'm sure it'd shatter all the windows.
I'd like to interrupt you by pointing out there's a disgusting Tesla behind us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A Tesla is not a car.
That's not an alternative way of powering a car.
It's definitely not.
No, a Tesla is not a car.
We are all speaking of alternative ways to power cars. That is not an alternative.
I got to say real quick, with the electric cars, the people who drive them are all thinking that they're fancy and not hurting the environment with their batteries that require, like, a lot of mining to do.
Yeah.
Although, where do they charge their cars? They don't charge them from solar panels. They charge them from coal-burning power plants.
It's about being able to control where you drive, how fast you drive.
Because the only true way to get green energy, in my humble opinion, is through nuclear energy and nuclear energy alone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind
of...
If your car is
entirely electronic, the government can control how fast you go, where you go.
Exactly. That's kind of the horrifying future.
That's why everyone's trying to convert us to electric cars. It's not about the environment.
Cole, can we hear your prediction for the future world?
Yes, of course. Yeah, but I would like to start with my dream cars, and I'll get right into it, because it kind of leads into it, basically. So, like Sajeev said, I like the Cadillac Blackwing, the CT5V. That's an awesome car. Really beautiful. Like how Roy said he likes the Triumph Spitfire, I also like the Fiat 124.
Fiat 124 Spider is a very cool car.
And they're very similar. If you imagine a Spitfire, and then if you imagine a 124, they're pretty similar.
The 124 is a bit bigger.
Right.
Do you know what? How many speeds the 124 has?
Probably 5.
Okay, the Spitfire has got a 4-speed.
Yeah.
And then you can get overdrive with it, too.
Okay, nice. I also like the Mitsubishi Montero. It's like a SUV. It's pretty cool. It kind of looks like, it's cool. I also like the International Harvester Scout 2. That is a classic. And the International Harvester 200 Lightline pickup truck. That thing's awesome. Anyway, so yeah, this is my envision. This came to me in a dream.
We basically got our very own George Orwell right here.
Yes, this is what I believe is the future unless we change our ways. So I think that, I'm going to put you into the shoes of an ordinary citizen living in the United States of Bill Gates in the year 2060. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to wake up in your pod. You're going to live in a pod, and it's going to be, What?
About a little bit smaller than this car.
Yeah, probably about the size of this car, which is not huge. So you're going to be in your pod. And inside your pod, you're going to have a bed, and that's pretty much it. And it's going to be made out of wood planks. Because it's supplied by the government, and they can't afford to give you nice
things.
Although,
wood can damage the trees, though.
No, the wood planks are going to be from rainforest and Amazon.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
And they will be marked as sustainable.
Yeah, exactly. Sustainable beds. So, you're going to be in your, you're going to be in your...
Pod?
I lost my train of thought. The pod. Yeah, you're going to be in the pod. You're going to wake up, and there's going to be a little slit in the pod, and then the government employee is going to hand you your meal. And your meal is going to be a little plastic wrapped. Anyway, so you're going to wake up in your pod. And the little soot, they're going to supply you.
I told you locking my car was a great idea.
A little meal. And in the meal, it's going to be consistent of crickets, twigs, and other disgusting things from nature. Because they say that cows are bad because they cause climate change or something like that. So you're going to be eating the crickets. And then
tree bark.
You're going to be forcefully ejected from your pod. You're not either going to be able to sleep in. You're not going to be able to leave on your own time. You're going to be ejected from your pod directly into your government-mandated Tesla Model X. Except there's a catch. The steering wheel is removed. And then, oh no, and then it automatically drives you to your place of labor, which is going to be...
a sweatshop.
Yeah, it's going to be government-mandated Amazon factory number 29 in the Los Angeles district, which is, of course, governed by...
Nancy Pelosi.
Obama. Okay, that's getting censored. and then, anyway.
By Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Fauci.
The factory is the Dr. Fauci Memorial Amazon Workers Power
Plant.
Yes,
exactly. And, anyway, so you're going to be there. You're going to work for a total of, like, I don't know, 14 hours a day. Then you get your reward. Your reward will be something, completely underwhelming and insulting, but you will be forced to take it, and if you do not graciously accept this award, you will be sent off to, like, forced labor camps in South Africa.
The FEMA re-education camps.
Yeah, exactly. So, basically, that's what happens, and then you get sent home,
in your car with no steering wheel that just drives you where you need to go. Of course, if it catches you, that's fine. It has a telescreen in the car. And of course, if the car detects you making any anti-government comments or even anti-government faces, whatever that is, it will immediately stop what it is doing and drive you to the police station and lock its doors so you cannot get out. And of course, you will be arrested on the spot and probably executed with no trial.
On that
break. If that doesn't happen, you will be brought back to your pod. You will eat the crickets, and then you will go to bed and replay the redo the horrifying cycle again tomorrow for the rest of your life.
Okay. One last quick thing since we're running out of time. So since we were talking about Teslas before we got veered way off topic there. So here's my opinion about car noises, right? And Teslas. You know, if you look up, you know, this on YouTube, you look up sound of an electric motor starting up. Like, it does make noise. It's not the same kind of noise as a gas engine, but it's not dead quiet. I want to know, why can't a Tesla sound like those videos you see of electric motors starting up? I think if you took that electric motor sound and made it louder, I think it would be an acceptable substitute for the sound of a gas engine. Not the same, but acceptable.
I agree. So, Rory, you want to finish it up here?
Yeah, man, I was just going to say on... I agree with Sajeev's point, and then on the great happy note of Cole's predictions for the future. This has been the Poopcast, or the Poop Deck podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back soon.
Bye-bye.
That's enough for today. Get off my ship.